Sisters, the year of the snake is here, and I am here to make sure that you do not let this incredible moment on this planet, but most of all, your life, your business, and your wealth pass you by. On February 11th, 12th, and 13th at 12 p.m. Central Time, I'm hosting the global live stream event of the year called The Feminine Wealth Unlock. As thousands of ambitious women just like you from around the globe gather for the first full moon of the Lunar New Year, making this the most auspicious moment of 2025 to shed what no longer serves you, to step into your highest identity so that you can live your purpose and expand your prosperity. The Feminine Wealth Unlock is a 3-day live activation, taking you on a journey of feminine leadership, feminine wisdom, and feminine power, all designed to quantum accelerate your abundance this year. I am giving you the exact keys that I've used to scale my multi-7-figure businesses, create multi-6-figure months easily, and most of all, live in alignment with my feminine truth. This is what I want for you and for all women. And on February 11th, 12th, and 13th, I am going to help you unlock it for free. Register for the Feminine Wealth Unlock at jessicazweig.com/wealth. Link to sign up is in the show notes. Welcome to the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Zweig, multi-7-figure serial entrepreneur, best-selling author, and branding and business coach. And this is a show where we are redefining the word hustle, reclaiming our true feminine nature of magnetism, and putting down the self-judgments and shame around loving to work and making a lot of money at it. On this show, you're going to learn how to stop hustling and start spiritually hustling. By pressing play, you are now part of a new movement of women who don't hustle for money. We hustle for meaning. We don't hustle from lack. We hustle for love. We don't hustle from survival. We hustle for humanity's thriving. We hustle toward healing the ancestral programming of fear and step into a new understanding of safety in the body to receive. This shift isn't going to only heal your life. It's going to make you a whole lot richer too. This is the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. Oh my God, you guys, I cannot believe that this day is finally here. I have the chills as I'm talking. Like, I am bursting at the seams. I have been bursting at the seams to drop this episode because today is the day. Okay, I'm getting ahead of myself. Hi, welcome to the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. I am your host, Jessica Zweig, and on the show, if you're new, welcome. If you're not new, you know that this is a show where we talk about the intersection of business and spirituality, all focused on activating you in your divine feminine power, divine feminine rising, divine feminine magic, and honestly, your divine feminine responsibility. And I just got the chills again. You guys, I'm going to be getting chills all over my body. And if you didn't notice, I've got my snake skin blazer on. I've got a little snake skin ribbon here in my hat because you're probably like, why are you so excited, Jessica? Just get to the point. I'm going to tell you right now, it is the year of the snake. As of today, when this episode drops, we are on Lunar New Year's Eve, calling in an entirely new frequency for 2025. And I am here for it, and you should be here for it too, because you're listening to my show. You are awakening on this planet at this time as a female incarnated body, and you know that your absolute birthright is to rise, to be abundant, to be prosperous, to be in your joy, to be in your flow, to be in your ease. And I know that all sounds really nice, but it's the truth, and it's simple. And it doesn't mean it's easy. In fact, that's the paradox, is that it's simple, but it's not easy to live that in alignment. But we've got aspects like the Chinese New Year to help us out, to call us further and deeper into that embodied way of living our lives. I got to give a huge shout out to my sister, Christina Hollinger, right at the top of this episode, because Christina's been on my show. I'll link to her episode in the show notes. You should go listen to my conversation. She's a feng shui expert and a sister of mine. She came to my retreat, Claim Your Light. She joined my Seven Sisters Mastermind. And I've really helped Christina with her brand and her business. But what I really want to state publicly is Christina has also changed my life in equal measure and has taught me not just feng shui and how to optimize my house to manifest more money, but how to work with these universal energies when it comes to the Chinese New Year. And it really wasn't until 2023, which was the year of the water yin rabbit, which was the year of my healing, the year that I tapped into a lot of my joy after my burnout from, I think it was the year of the tiger. And I really kind of got it. I was like, okay, the Lunar New Year is what's up. Like this whole January 1st, New Year, New You, I call it like a hullabaloo. I don't even know where I came up with that word, but that's what came to me this year. I was like, this is just a hullabaloo. Like it's so much pressure. Everyone's cold. No one really likes to like party in New Year's like we did in college. Like we're just kind of over it. It's very anticlimactic. You wake up the next day or a couple of days later, you just go back to work. And there's a reason for that because it's man-made. It's a construct. It was like literally designed by the patriarchy, the 12-month calendar that we all call our lives. And the Lunar New Year is the feminine New Year. I mean, lunar is the moon, right? And the Chinese New Year, when we learn about these aspects of these animals and their elements and their feminine or masculine yin-yang energies, our timelines just become so much more magical. And the year of the dragon, which was last year, I really learned a lot about the year of the dragon from Christina. She was like dead on. I was like, you know, this was a year of, for a lot of us, a lot of energy. It was a large year of expansion, incredibly high energized, fast paced year. And for many of us, we thrived. And for some of us, we burnt out. And I think we're all sort of ready for new energy. And that's the beauty of working with these incredible aspects of Chinese astrology and the Lunar New Year. And with the year of the snake, I mean, I have so much to say about this for you guys. I guess it's just to be brief, the snake is the ultimate symbol of the divine feminine. It was exalted for hundreds of thousands of years before the patriarchy in all sorts of goddess temples as the ultimate symbol of death and rebirth and transformation, of awakening, of the union of divine masculine feminine. I mean, it was exalted until it was demonized when Eve ate the apple and women were all of a sudden shamed and blamed and made wrong for being women. And the fact that this is the year of the snake in this time of collective awakening in humanity like never before, and women stepping in who have already stepped in, who have been clicked in for a while now in their business savvy and their independence and their empowerment and entrepreneurship and autonomy. The fact that the snake is coming in right now is a big deal. It's a reclamation and a returning and a rebirthing of the ancient feminine wisdom, vibrational truths of this whole planet. At least that's the message that I got. And I got that message really clearly in a sound journey in a cenote in Mexico a couple months ago. They're on a site visit for my retreat. And as you're listening to this, I'm actually running my retreat. I'm there right now in Mexico. So weird to future trip. But I had gone a couple months back to experience some of the experiences that I'm taking my sisters through. And one of them is a sound bath journey in this ancient cenote with like rock that's like billions of years old. It's just so insane. And I had a visitation, or my friend and I had a visitation of this ancient goddess, and she was the mother of the snakes, according to the Mayans. Without going into too much detail about that experience, the memo, the message that I received from that goddess was just how significant it was that I was bringing 20 women into this cave on the Lunar New Year's Eve. We're actually doing this experience on the 28th. that it's not just me, you know, leading this group of 20 women, but there's this real rising of all women right now to lead one another, to lead themselves into this true portal of transformation in this year of the snake. I am calling this year the year of feminine agency, authority, and abundance. This is the year where we really shed what is no longer serving us. And I am talking about everything from our low prices to our childhood trauma, to our old resentments, to our imposter syndrome, to our fear of being fully loved. It's all got to die. And speaking of death, there's been a lot of death, at least around me, and not to be super dark, with friends of mine and women I know who are losing animals and losing family members and losing team members and losing homes. While it seems sad, and it is, there is an aspect of completion in the timelines. And wherever there is death, there is rebirth. That's the natural law. And the year of the yin wood snake is calling us home to that understanding. And this is a yin year. This is a yin feminine year. The snake is feminine. The dragon of 24 was masculine. So reflecting on your 2024, where were you in some masculine energy? I heard recently that the year of the wood dragon was almost like a huge oak tree, like a big, tall, high, sharp kind of tree that extended out and grew like over the valley and cascaded out. Whereas the snake is like the vine that weaves its way all through the landscape. That we're not just standing tall with our dreams and our ambitions and being seen in that light, but that our impact gets to go wider, deeper, further, if we are willing to step into this new energy, this new identity. This is a large reason why I'm hosting my Feminine Wealth Unlock live stream global event on February 11th, 12th, and 13th. And I really hope that you join me. It's going to be 3 days. It's totally free of live activations on feminine leadership, feminine wisdom, feminine magic, feminine codes, feminine power. It's happening on the first full moon of 2025 because the full moon is all around releasing, and this is a year of releasing. And so this is such an auspicious time. And I really wanted to gather in community with all of you to really take advantage of this moment and get super intentional in a collective that creates a ripple effect when we all come together in these sacred spaces at the same time. And so I'm so excited to be with you at the Feminine Wealth Unlock, and you can register for that in the show notes. Back to the year of the snake, the year of feminine authority, agency, and abundance. And I'm honestly also going to add another A, feminine awakening. And so while we're definitely here to celebrate and activate these feminine codes within us so that we can know our own worth, that agency, understand that we are meant to be leaders in our authority, have the means to make an impact with our abundance, and to awaken so much deeper into these ancient truths that, and I've been saying this, you guys, on the podcast for a year now, like, before the patriarchy, there was the matriarchy. Women led this planet. Women were the innovators of pretty much every single thing that we look at today in modern society, from agriculture to architecture to languages to the calendar to pottery and textiles and science and astronomy and business. Like, women and spirituality, of course, women were really at the helm of it, and it has been so suppressed and squashed. And that's that message that I got from that ancient goddess in this cave just a few months ago, sharing just how significant this moment is in humanity, that we're really turning the dial. Like, the axis of the planet is shifting more back into harmony. And the key word I want to really highlight there is harmony between the masculine and the feminine. And the snake offers us the opportunity to really fully embody what that feels like this year. So the Kundalini snake, which is represented in the Hindu faith, sits at the base of the spine. And when it gets activated, whether it's that's through tantra or breath work or sacred experiences, my friend Joey had her Kundalini activate just walking through the streets of Egypt a couple years ago. But your Kundalini snake coils at the bottom of your spine. And when it activates, it rises up through your entire system, goes up through all of your chakras, which I've talked about on the podcast, till it reaches the crown. And at the crown, that's when they say that you experience enlightenment, when you're able to touch the divine, when you experience bliss consciousness. But the caveat there is that that can only be possible when there is union between the masculine and the feminine. And that is my biggest invitation for you this year, to really trust in your power to lead, to strategize, to build things, to focus, to use your logic and linear thinking to create change in your business and in the world without sacrificing or losing or diminishing your beautiful feminine wisdom and genius of the magnetism and the trust and the surrender and the beauty and the ferocity of the feminine at the same time. The feminine isn't all soft and sweet. She's equally as powerful as the masculine, but to truly activate your limitless potential and possibilities, we can't just live in the feminine or the masculine. We need to integrate both. And I believe that is the greatest invitation of what's coming home to women in 2025. And it's definitely going to be a more, I think, perspective and a more introspective year. The yin years, as I've gotten closer to the Chinese astrology and the Lunar New Year, you really do feel the frequencies of a yin year versus a yang year. And I do think that this year is going to feel a little quieter, a little bit maybe more serious, a little bit more strategic, and yeah, pensive, like the snake. But, and I got to give my sister, Christina Hollinger, a whole shout out for this. Every year, the Chinese New Year, the main symbol, whether it's the, you know, dragon or the snake or whatnot, has a secret friend. And the secret friend is another animal out of the 12 animals of the Chinese zodiac. And the snake's best friend is the monkey. And I actually did learn all of this from Christina Hollinger. And the snake can be, like I said, a little bit more serious and seductive and pensive and internalized. And the monkey is like fun and silly and playful and spontaneous and doesn't take itself too seriously. And I just love that quality of those complementary animals throughout the Chinese zodiac. Every year it changes. And I really believe that's where we're going to maintain so much of our feminine energy, is to let go, have fun, enjoy your life. Like I often say, that is your job. Joy is your job. And at the end of the day, I believe that we're all really here to make this world a better place. Imagine if this whole entire world had harmony, that the masculine and the feminine were balanced in every country, in every government, in every corporate company, in every nonprofit, in every spiritual community, in every school, in every private company. I mean, I could go on thinking about the impact of harmony. And we cannot create that harmony in the world unless we are able and willing to create it within ourselves first. And that is how the access starts to move in the direction of rebalancing and healing and, frankly, 5D new earth consciousness. That is what we are up to. this year, which is why I'm so freaking excited about it. And I hope after listening to this, you are too. If you are really ready to take this work and put it into action, to really work on dismantling your self-limiting beliefs, dissolving, shedding, releasing, really peeling off the skin that no longer serves you, to step into your true power and purpose and clarity, and this year go deeper than you've ever gone with it in your whole fucking life, come to my event, The Feminine Wealth Unlock. It's February 11th, 12th, and 13th. It's a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, noon Central Time. Calls will be an hour. We might go a little over. Sometimes I do that. There's just so much gold I cannot wait to give you on how to apply all of these codes of the snake, of the full moon, of the yin frequencies of 25 into your business, into your prosperity and abundance, like for real, my friends. This is the year we get to truly step in and do it with strategy and do it with intention and do it with our masculine savvy, but to really come home to the ancient, ancient, ancient codes of the feminine that live within your body. And when you unlock that, sisters, I cannot even wrap my brain around who we get to become in this new vibration, because it's so big and it is so powerful and it is so new. We are birthing something totally new this year. But first, we've got to shed the old. We have to let it die. We have to complete it. And on February 11th, 12th, and 13th at the Feminine Wealth Unlock, we're going to press play on a whole new timeline. I am so excited that this year is finally here. I love my girl, Christina. Shout out to you. I'm giving you so much love because you deserve it and you've really changed my life. And the year of the snake is just the greatest gift. And I hope that you take advantage of it. And I hope that you really recognize just how needed, I say this all the time, how needed you are. You've heard me say that before. What I'm going to say on this episode is how needed your transformation is, because all of the gunk and the stuff that has been holding you back, keeping you limited in any capacity, financially, professionally, personally, spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, or otherwise, is a serious disservice to the world right now. Most of all, you. And we're going to fucking rise in 2025. I love you all so much. I'm sending you blessings from Mexico as you listen to this. Do something special tonight. Honor the Lunar New Year. Call in your intentions. Name what you want to release and then let it go. I hope that you honor the Lunar New Year tonight and tomorrow, which is the actual day on January 29th. Tonight's Lunar New Year's Eve. And that you get excited. You get really freaking lit that women have remembered and you're one of them. And we, like the Kundalini snake, rise into enlightenment and cosmic bliss and a whole new consciousness. The time has arrived. All right, my beautiful friends, I will see you on the next episode of the Spiritual Hustler Podcast, and happy Lunar New Year. Bye, guys.